The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For this week's expert slot, we're talking about pension schemes. A new survey from the CCPC has found that 1 in 4 people have no pension or retirement plan in place. Now, this may soon change with the introduction of the so-called auto-enrollment retirement savings scheme, because it's going to start from the 1st of January 2026. To explain everything to us is Keith Dunlan, Head of Financial Services at SYS Financial, or do you call it SYS Financial?
SYS Financial.
SYS Financial. Yep. Keith, you're very welcome to the program.
Good morning, Pat.
So let's talk about this. From the 1st of January, does every company have to offer something?
Yes. So essentially what auto-enrollment will be is that it's a government-led savings pension scheme that will mandate that eligible employees will be automatically enrolled in a workplace pension by their employer unless they choose to opt out. So essentially it's every employer will be covered in that.
No, every employer has got to make the offer. So the employee can opt out, but not the employer.
Correct. Correct indeed.
Can the employer just go it alone, forget about the government scheme, and allow people to invest in the pension scheme of the company and therefore availing of the tax relief that will be implicit in that, whereas the tax relief in the other scheme is different because it's the government giving you money?
Correct, yes. So employers have three options in advance of the 1st of January. The first is to fully integrate with the auto-enrollment scheme that the government are bringing in. The second option is to utilise their own pension scheme. So that is to set up or maintain their existing pension scheme or have a bit of both. And what we're saying to employers is to review those three options and determine what's best for you as an employer.
You could actually be already on your company's pension scheme and also opt into the auto-enrollment.
So no, it'll essentially be one or the other.
But what's a hybrid then?
So a hybrid is if the employer chooses that they want to provide a pension scheme but give discretion to the employees whether they want to go in, that would revert back to the employment contracts, the structure of the scheme rules essentially that each employer would have.
Now, the money that goes into the fund, there's a contribution from the employer, from the employee, and one from the government. That's the idea of this. That's why you don't get any tax relief, because the government coughs up money directly into the scheme.
Yeah, so the auto-enrollment government system will pay 0.5% for every 1.5% the employee puts in. So that would, you'd think that would be 33% relief, but the way it kind of goes through under the bonnet, it's only 25%. That would be the government system. Whereas if you have your own private pension, you avail of 20% or the 40% depending on your circumstances. So if you put in €100 in the workplace pension scheme, it would only cost you €60 or €80.
Okay, but it's possible for the employer to give you a choice, but that'll be up to the employer.
Yes, yeah. From experience in the industry, a lot of employers are choosing to use their own scheme because there's a lot more, I suppose, choice, flexibility for employees and employers with their own scheme.
Is the money safe in both schemes?
Well, for the government scheme, it's backed by the government. So it's a government system, it's a government scheme. So that obviously is safe as the government that's backed.
But do you know where the money's going?
In the
government scheme. Where are they
putting it? So it'll be invested, yeah. So there's three fund managers where the monies will be invested. They will be Amundi, BlackRock and Irish Life Investment Managers. So the monies will be invested there. But like any other pension scheme, there'll be trustees, responsibilities to manage the monies, and there's authorities set up to manage that as well.
And will the money be divided between these three different providers kind of equally, or does the company who's offering the pension scheme decide which one they want to go with?
They'll be evenly split across the three fund managers.
So there'll be competition between the fund managers to see who does best, because I presume there will be regular reporting from the trustees as to how well they're doing. So Amundi might get a 10% return and BlackRock only 2% or vice versa. So, I mean, that could either look very good or very bad for those trustees.
Absolutely. And look, there was a tendering process to get them on board. And I'm sure there'll be a tendering process throughout, to make sure that they're benchmarking, good returns. But look, like anything investment-wise, 1 year is not a lot of time. It'll be over time, but I'm sure they'll be watched and made sure they're providing the right level of returns and performance.
Now, you mentioned that people could opt out. How and why would they opt out?
So employees can choose to opt out after 6 months of being enrolled in the auto-enrollment system, but they can only do so in months 7 and 8. And they'll do that by directly reporting to the government system. So there's an authority set up and there'll be a portal and the employee will will
so just
send
if they feel they need to hang on to most of their money rather than put any of it into a pension for whatever reason, they can do that.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Or if they're feckless and they don't care.
Yes.
All right. Questions coming in. I have a private pension I'm paying into already. Can I join the auto enrolment system to avail of the government input to the pension pot? That's Jim, who's 55 from Bray.
Yes. So if you're employed and you're in a pension scheme with work, you'll be enrolled obviously there and you will not be enrolled in the auto enrolment system.
Could he pause that existing pension, say I'm no more, I'll go into an auto enrolment one?
It will revert back to the employment contract and the conditions of the employment and scheme rules for that particular employer. So if the scheme rules state and employment states that you have to be in the pension scheme, that's
your contract.
Yeah,
that's my wife in her mid-40s is going back to office work after a few years working in the home. She has no pension provision at the moment. Is the new pension scheme a good option or are there better alternatives for her? That's Tommy and Killarney, wife in the mid-40s.
This is a very good example, to be honest, and a very good example why a workplace pension set up by the employer would be better. So we deal a lot with individuals maybe later on in their career that have no pension provision and they feel like it's too late. So by going into what's called a workplace pension scheme, if you have 20 years service with that employer, you can get 1.5 times your final salary tax-free as a lump sum. Mm-hmm. The auto-enrolment scheme, as we know it now, does not offer that. So for that particular individual...
There's no lump sum with the auto-enrolment?
There is, but it's only 25% of the pot.
Okay. Another one. If you die before your retirement, does the content of the auto-enrolment fund go to your next of kin?
If it goes, yes, it will pass in value, full value to your estate. And then if it's to your spouse, it's tax-free. But then depending on who the other beneficiaries are, there may be tax based on inheritance.
On retirement, will this be like a private pension where you have to put 25% into another fund, which you cannot touch until you're 75 years of age, and B, can draw 25% down tax-free?
So in the auto-enrolment system, the retirement option is that there's one option. You can get 25% of your fund value tax-free and then the balance is paid out through the PAYE tax system as a lump sum. So people could be liable for up to 50% tax. That is the only option available at the moment. They do believe the ARF, as which the listener has mentioned there, a balance will be put into a post-retirement pension and they draw an income from that. That is not on the government system at the moment.
But I mean, the idea that you just get 25% tax-free, then you get the other 75% in a lump sum, that's not retirement planning. I mean, you could be screwed on tax at that very moment, whereas you might want to spread it over the years of your old age.
Absolutely. And from what we can see, that is the fact. And what we do a lot with individuals out there is tax-efficient retirement planning. That is not tax-efficient. Whereas a workplace pension will give you a lot more flexibility, choice and options to draw your benefits in a more tax efficient way.
Now, a lot of these queries are the same and you've kind of answered them, but I'll read it anyway. I'm employed and pay into a personal pension plan by direct debit, so I will become auto-enrolled in January. If I keep paying into my personal pension next year, will I continue to get tax relief?
So if the contributions are not going through payroll, so for that individual they're doing direct debit, they will be automatically enrolled in the government scheme. Now, the important thing there is if they're employed and they have a personal pension, if that pension is for that income, you can only have one pension per income. So they'd have to be careful about how the tax relief may work then.
But if they have two incomes, you know, if they're doing two different jobs.
Correct. And you would see a lot of individuals, maybe a farming income or self-employed income separate.
Is the employer's 3% contribution allowable against tax, as is now the case?
So in the auto-enrolment system, if the employee is contributing, there's no tax relief. Whereas in a workplace pension, there would be tax relief.
So you pay it in out of your after-tax income,
yep.
That goes in. But then the government gives you money, so...
So essentially, yeah, it's an effective relief of 25% with the government contribution.
I'm 58, a Section 39 worker, and my employer does not contribute to a pension for me. I earn 40k per annum and will be auto-enrolled this January. As I will only be contributing for 7 years before I retire, I will not accumulate a substantial enough pension pot to receive a meaningful annuity for the duration of my retirement. Are there any special payout provisions, i.e. a lump sum for citizens, say, who are over 55, who will not have enough years left working to accrue a meaningful pension annuity?
Yeah, so there's probably a few questions within that one, to be fair. And I think it touches on a point I mentioned earlier. Targeting a tax-free lump sum is very important for individuals. It's, you know, with the 1.5 times salary if you have 20 years service at normal retirement age for that individual, again, that would be a great target. So they will have a meaningful pot there that will do something for them. Can they access it before retirement age? If you're working with a company, you can only access your pension from 50 if you've left the employment.
Yeah.
Whereas in auto-enrollment, you can't touch the pot until your state pension age, which is another important factor.
Can you top up the auto-enrollment, i.e. if I want to put in 5%, does the company have to match that 5%?
So there's no top-ups or additional contributions allowed in the government system, whereas in a private pension, an employee can do so, but it's within certain revenue limits.
I'm self-employed as a sole trader. Can I access the auto-enrollment or something similar?
So for self-employed individuals, auto-enrollment will not integrate those individuals, and they'll have to still remain doing their own personal pension funding themselves.
Can you comment on the situation of employees who are here on a work permit? I have not been able to find out any info on this. Given the time limit on their employment in Ireland, I'm wondering what the situation is. I mean, if they're not going to be here to benefit from the they're here for, say, 3 years or whatever, is there any point in them being auto-enrolled?
We're seeing an awful lot of that as well from being on the ground with employers, is you'll have seasonal employees, you'll have employees here for periods of time. From what we gather, they will be enrolled. There's a 3-month window where they'll be assessed to be enrolled. So if they're here more than 3 months and they're on the payroll and they're eligible, they'll be put in, and then their monies won't be able to come out until their pension age.
I was told you have to earn over 20 grand to be enrolled in this pension.
That's correct, yeah.
Oh, so if you're really lowly paid and you desperately might need a pension, you don't qualify.
Yeah, so the eligibility criteria is that anyone aged between 23 and 60 earning over 20,000 gross per annum from all employments, employed by a company and not actively part of a pension scheme. They are the eligibility criteria.
This one, I would be delighted to go into the government scheme if I come out with the same as the teachers and civil servants.
That may not be the case.
For sure.
Public sector, obviously, there's, the pension system there is really good. The private sector is slightly different.
What's it like compared to a state job pension? I have a post-2013 Garda pension, which is absolutely terrible. Will it be better than that?
It'll be individualistic. Everyone will have to build their own pot within the private sector. So your monies are contributed, they're invested over time. But the main and most important thing here, Pat, is that each individual should get their own advice. There's no one cap fits all. So the outcome may be better for one, it may not be better for another, but that's why we say speak to someone about
it. You'd expect the employers who are going to be offering this scheme to have sessions with their employees to explain everything and what the options are and why they've opted for one or another, whether they're doing the state scheme or their own private scheme.
Absolutely. I think that is one of the biggest challenges, is communication on this topic, and we've only a window of 3 months to do so. So what we're saying to employers is review the options, find what's best, and then begin the process of communicating to your staff.
Keith Dundon, Head of Financial Services at SYS Financial, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.